God's Little Brown Church Sermon Series featuring Pastor Andrew Chrysler.
Praise God. Good morning, everybody. It is October 15th. We are...
Andrew?
Sir?
Maybe last week's...
I didn't change the title.
Oh, okay. No problem. Just verifying that it's approved.
I did change the scripture. I didn't change the title. Steve's got it. Because I'm going to have to grab it again at the end for the last song. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Communication is critical. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't tell you. I told Steve. Praise the Lord. We are a week from the attack by Hamas on southern Israel and into Israel's retaliation. I shared something at the housewarming at Glenn and Jenny's yesterday as we were praying for Israel. And some of you have heard me say it before. Some of you remember it. In the Yom Kippur War, 1973, as the tanks of Syria were coming across the desert to invade Israel, God sent a blizzard. Yom Kippur is in August, September time frame, depending on the year. It was in August. In August, God sent a blizzard and stopped the Syrian tanks. The commander of that tank unit said on television, God himself is defending Israel. It played on the 6 o'clock news and was never seen again. But I saw it. I remember it. In August, in the desert, God sent a blizzard to stop an invading army. And I quoted a verse which is on the list of scriptures I'm going to read this morning. That the defender of Israel will never sleep nor slumber. As we see the turmoil that's going on over in Israel right now, and you've heard the horror, some of the horrors, even though there are people around the world trying to deny it, trying to blame everything on Israel. Know that God knows what's going on. As I was getting ready for the message and I was going through scripture, I kept coming across, looking for praying for Israel. I kept going back to 1 Kings and in 2 Chronicles. In both places, they're talking about where Solomon had built the temple and Solomon's prayer. And as Solomon is crying out to God for the people, he says, if your people forget about you and turn toward other gods so that you send enemies to oppress them, when they remember and repent, Lord, hear their prayer. In Zechariah 12, I believe it is, there's more talk in there about God redeeming Israel from those round about them that would oppress them. And God protecting them and God defending them. And in Zechariah, God refers to Israel. He says, he that touches you touches the apple of my eye. The land and the people are precious to God. We are in an age where many of those who are ethnic Jews, who can trace their lineage all the way back, or back quite a ways, Jews, because now, back in the Bible, you went by who your father was. And that got changed down the line because the Jewish people had been oppressed and taken over and so many different things that happened so that the lineage is traced through the mother. If your mother was Jewish, you're Jewish. If your father was Jewish, you're not. Not necessarily. Many people didn't know that. That probably goes back to when they came back out of Babylon and they dealt with those who had been in the land who had, were mixed, had married the local women or the women from the tribes around it. But in all of these scriptures, I find that God said, this is where I choose to put my name. This is where Jesus is coming back. And God said when he gathered the people back from those lands where he'd caused them to be scattered abroad, when he brought them back into the land, they would never again be scattered. Had a phone call last night from my sister-in-law out in Indiana. She follows a lot of those last days things and says, you realize peace in the Middle East signifies the beginning of the last 7 years. All of these things, these prophetic things that are happening, I mentioned wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes in diverse places. We've seen that just in the last week. Yet, as we watch the Bible being filled out in front of us, we are commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Start in Psalm 122. Psalm 122, beginning with verse 1, says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compacted together, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Stop right there for just a minute. Some of us have been to Israel. I was in Israel quite a few times in the Navy, and then I was in Israel for a year and a half serving the Lord. And when you go into the land that God has written about, it's written about in the Bible, and you see the history of it, the Bible comes to life. When you walk that land and you go to Jerusalem and you say, wait a minute, David danced up this mountain. Not David danced up a mountain, he danced up this mountain. When you see the land that has been described and you've heard about the, so many different things happening, when you go to Bethlehem where Jesus was born and you see that, when you go to Nazareth, when you go to Mount Hermon, the different places in Israel where you go, when you see it, you recognize that this is what God has been talking about all through Scripture. So here in the first four verses of Psalm 122 is talking about going up to worship God in the land that he said, this is where I've called my name to be placed. This is the place. Verse 4 again, where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. When you go about your business, when you go especially seeing God fulfilling his word, as we go about our lives, do we give thanks to God and recognize that the things that are precious to God need to be precious to us? That includes every person who's created in the image of God. Because the Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Even those who do wicked things. Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, is known in history, is written in the Bible as the worst king who ever was. He was more wicked than anyone else. At the end of his life, Manasseh repented. At the end of his life, this worst king ever confessed and turned his heart back to the Lord. Praise God, God forgives. We have turmoil in this world. We have turmoil in this life. It's fully set in the heart of men to do evil. In fact, I don't remember where that verse is. But it says, because punishment for an evil act is not speedily executed, it is fully set in the heart of men to do evil. When you do something that you know is wrong and you don't get in trouble for it, you're like, oh, okay. Just made it to first base. Or second, getting ready to seal. Go on. It's fully set in the heart of men to do evil. And we see the evil and the wickedness in the world around us. We see the evil and wickedness that took place last weekend. But we know that God is still at work, even in the midst of the turmoil. Verse 5, for thrones are set there for judgment, the thrones of the house of David. And then in verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls and prosperity within your palaces. For the sake of my brethren and my companions, I will now say peace be within you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good. The psalmist says that it is for my sake and the sake of those around me that I pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It is, we want God to remove the blinders from the eyes of the people, and Paul talks about that later, but we want the blinders removed from the eyes of the people that they might recognize the Messiah. We want that. But God said, God said, those who bless you, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. That was the promise to Abraham. That was the promise to Isaac. That was the promise to Jacob. We are called to bless Israel. We are called to pray for them. We are called to lift them up before the throne of God. We're called, we've talked about this before. Paul said, first off, I would that prayers and thanksgiving be given for all men. Prayers and thanksgiving. Amen. And not the prayers that there's a verse in Psalm that their days may be short and another one take their office. That's not the prayer we pray for people. We pray for people that they might come to know God, that they might seek His face, that their hearts might be changed, that lives might be touched. There are reports coming out of the Middle East of people gathering together in mosques, and all of a sudden Jesus walking into the mosque and introducing Himself. It's happened. There have been many reports. Those who don't know or are sitting there seeking God. And I've told people many, many times that those who seek the Lord, God's going to introduce Himself. Uh-huh. It may not matter, or it doesn't matter what the setting is. It doesn't matter what you've always been taught. It doesn't matter what your doctrine is when you get there. But when your heart is set to seek God, God will find you where you are.
That's right.
And God will begin leading you to where He wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
I am definitely one that God had to do some adjusting on my doctrine. There was things I didn't know and things I'm learning. And there's still things, there's a lot of things I'm learning. Don't get me wrong. Paul says, I do not count myself to have apprehended. I do not count myself to have gotten close. Amen. Forget that. But God is still at work. Praise God, I'm not the person that I used to be. We are called to pray for Israel. We are called to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. That's what it says in verse 6. And in verse 8 it says, for the sake of my brethren and companions, I will now say, peace be within you. Because as we pray for Israel, as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, as we pray for what God has already told us, as we seek the face of God for what He has already told us, we come in alignment with what God wants to do in our lives. If I'm willing to lay down my agenda and my understanding to do what God wants me to do, God will direct my steps. And God will lead me to where He wants me to be. It works that way with all of us. Psalm 121. Another one we're familiar with. Psalm 121, beginning with verse 1, says, I will lift up my eyes to the hill from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. The Lord shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. And we look at that scripture and we see that promise, and then we see the turmoil going in. It's like, it's not just for a nation. It's for the hearts of the people. We pray for the hearts of the people to turn and seek God, that we may have peace no matter what's going on around us, that we might have an understanding that even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of horrific acts, we still know that God is in control. We can pray, God, touch the hearts of the people. Turn their eyes, remove the blinders from their eyes that they might seek your face. The promise is that at one day, they will have eyes that actually see, and ears that actually hear, and hearts that comprehend to be converted. Jeremiah talked about how these people, they have eyes and they don't see, they have ears and they don't hear, they have hearts and they don't understand. But if God's going to turn them, if God's going to touch them, if God's going to draw them, He's the one that has to get through. Paul says the carnal mind is at enmity with God. The carnal mind is God's enemy because it cannot understand the things of God nor comprehend them. But God needs to give us and them a new mind. So we pray for the people in Israel. We pray for a spirit of repentance. We pray for hearts to turn to God. We see the turmoil over there and we know that it's not the first time. You read through the Bible, there's some horrific things in there as Israel has been attacked and devastated over the years. God had allowed very difficult tasks to happen to them, very difficult things. But the point was always that they would draw, that they would turn back. So just as Solomon said, Lord, after you have driven us away because of our sins, when we turn and repent, Lord, forgive. So we pray for Israel that they would turn and repent. We pray for Hamas that they would turn and repent. We pray for all of those in every situation who have turned away from the Lord or have refused to acknowledge God, that they would turn and repent, whoever they are, wherever they are. Because it is not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Romans 10, beginning with verse 1. Paul says, Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. Is that our prayer? Is that our prayer? And not just for Israel. Remember, we're supposed to be giving prayers and supplication and thanksgiving for all people. Is our prayer that they might be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, are seeking to establish their own righteousness and have not submitted to the righteousness of God. That does not just apply to Israel. That applies to each and every person. Doing that which is right in their own eyes is how it's referred to back in the days of the judges. Every man did that which is right in their own eyes, trying to establish their own righteousness, trying to establish their own set of priorities rather than submitting to God. Yet God calls all men to repentance. And then final passage in Deuteronomy 27, verses 24 and 25. There's a lot of things in Deuteronomy 27, but as Moses is reiterating the law and as he calls out, you know, a line of it, the people respond. Verse 24 says, "Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen." We saw that happen last week. Cursed is the one who attacks his neighbor secretly. Oh, Lord. Our faith and our trust is in you. And Lord, we don't understand. We can't understand that animosity. I can't understand that wickedness. Praise God, I can't understand that wickedness. But Lord, you are the one who turns the hearts of people. Verse 25, "And cursed is the one who takes a bribe to slay an innocent person, and all the people will say amen." We have another nation that has been paying money for that attack. Oh, Lord. Lord, your word tells us that there have been times through history, and those who are unrepentant, and those whose heart is not aimed toward you, those who aren't seeking your face, that the heart of men was set to do evil continually. That is fully set in the heart of men to do evil. That we do that which is right in our own eyes and to seek our own righteousness rather than seeking yours. But Father, we will to come in obedience to your word. We will, Father, to draw near to you. Lord, you have the answers. We don't even know all the questions. We come in obedience to your word, Father, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the protection of Israel, for you are their defender and you have shown yourself mighty in so many ways. Lord, we pray to end the wickedness. We pray, Father, that hearts and lives be turned to you, that eyes be open, Lord, that a new heart be given to the people, that they might seek your face and draw near to you. That even as Solomon said, "Lord, after you've allowed the oppressors to come in and abuse us and carry us away, Father, Lord, when we recognize and repent, we ask that you'd hear the prayers. Lord, we pray for a spirit of repentance upon the nation of Israel, that they might recognize that they need to seek your face. We pray for a spirit of repentance upon each and every person, Lord, not only in the Middle East, but throughout the whole world. Father, that to seek your face and to turn to you. Your word says it is not your will that any should perish, Lord." Father, we keep coming back. We keep harping on that verse because it is true. Your ways are true, Father. And those who don't know you will leave this world and go to a hell separated from you, where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, Scripture says. A fire that is never quenched, Scripture says in another place. But Lord, separate from you, Father. Lord, we pray, Father, that the hearts and lives of people around the world, even in our own families, Father, in our own circles, in their own every air sphere of influence, Lord, that their hearts be touched and turned to you. Lord, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the protection of Israel. Coming in obedience to your word, you have already declared that you are their defender. As Jesus said so many times, "I would have drawn you, gathered you together as a mother hen her chicks, but they didn't want it." Lord, so many times people sit there and do things their own way, turn their back and their eyes away from your word, from your truth. But Lord, you still call. The long-suffering of God toward us led us to salvation. Father, you let your long-suffering draw them, those of Israel, those round about them. Let your long-suffering, Father, draw them into repentance. For Lord, each and every one of us is valuable. You've made us in your image, Father. Jesus shed his blood to pay the price for the sins of all. And Lord, even if Manasseh, the wickedest king in the world, according to Scripture, could turn and repent. Lord, there is no heart you can't touch. Lord, touch them, draw them. Jesus said, no one can come to me except my Father draw them. Father, we plead that you draw them, Lord. We plead, Father, for salvation. We plead, Lord, for, oh, Lord, just your protection. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of Israel. We pray, Father, for the peace that comes from knowing you. We ask, Father, that you'd work it, that you would do it, that you would perform it. And we give you thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. For more information, visit glbcvt.org.